Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I told you, man, I'm not giving up. I'm back. It's just beginning, man. This shit is just beginning. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, is once again on fucking colored people time. Damn it, man. Your help is hard to find these days. I swear, man. I swear. Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for tuning in with me, you know what I'm saying, joining me tonight. Episode 27. It's pretty controversial. Pretty sure it's going to be spread and separated along gender lines, of course. It's one of those things where, you know, men and women tend to see things a little bit different. You understand what I'm saying? I already know, but basically tonight's show is going to be about... Should you be able to sue your husband's mistress, or should a guy be able to sue the dude that his wife is cheating with if it break up their marriage? You feel me? I took this was straight from the headlines. I talked about it on Facebook once before, and we went back and forth forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And all the chicks was like, yeah, that's what she get. That's what she deserves. But pump your motherfucking brakes. All right, well, we're going to get into that, okay? Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome to the show. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. Holler at me if you want to talk. If you're listening out there on the online world, we're broadcasting all across the globe, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the website if you're on your phone. Hit us up. If you're a member of, if you're on Facebook and you're not a member of our Facebook family, I need for you to go do a search for us on Facebook. Holler at us, okay? Join our group and our fan page. The group, we talk a lot on the group, like during the downtime of the show. A lot of people post up stuff, and some of that stuff ends up on the show. And also, the actual fan page will send you reminders and stuff whenever the show is about to go live or a new episode is posted and available for download. Once again, big ups to us. We are expanding every day. We are now an official iTunes podcast. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's up. You know, all you got to do is you got an iPod. Everybody got an iPod, know what a podcast is, hopefully. Basically, it's like little newsletter, news snippets and stuff like that. But basically, it works like with iTunes. You go ahead and subscribe to the show through iTunes, and every time you plug your iPod up to charge, the latest download will automatically be synced in with your phone if you got your phone set that way, or your iPhone or your iPod or whatever. You know how this works, man. All y'all Apple users, all y'all iPod lovers, y'all know what's up. So we're an official podcast on iTunes right now, man. So go and look for us, search for us, K-100. When you see the middle finger, that's the logo, baby. You know that's us. Alright? Because we don't give a fuck. That's why I made that logo. Exactly why I made that logo. I think a lot of people call my show and expect for me to give a fuck. I'm like, didn't you see the logo? Hear your motherfucking self, and where was your antennas? Damn it, man. Anyway, K100 is also a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. That's the parent label we started out. It still is a record label. And K100, Crossfade Magazine, Freestyle Graphics, all that, Insomniac Studios, all that spinoff from Chainless Entertainment. With that being said, we do promote independent music on this show. We spin a lot of the music that Chainless puts out, mostly. But we also spin other artists whenever they send it in, submit. We'll give them an interview. So if you know anybody that's trying to get down with the show, wants to talk a little bit, wants to get put their music out there in a free format, we don't even charge them. All right? All you got to do is be good music. If it's some good music, we're going to run that. All right? If you want to do that, our email address up here at the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio. All one word, @gmail.com. Want to appreciate everybody who's already on the line. I got a couple calls already on the line just listening right now. I guess make sure y'all listen to the prompts and hit the number one whenever you want to give your opinion and put your 2 cents in. You dig? Appreciate everybody that's calling in and supporting the show and interacting. Y'all making the show live. Even our crazy ass, backwards ass callers that we've had. Y'all make the show live. Everybody that got into a fight on the show, y'all boosted my ratings. Appreciate it. Shop Radio. I'm not trying to be fucking Tavis Smiley over here. The fuck is wrong with you? You ain't paying attention? The fuck is your antennas? It's not what this show is about. It's about controversy, shit talking, keep it at 100, all right? K100 stands for keep it 100. All right? So, with that being said, let me go ahead and get into the proceedings this evening. All right? So, the name of this show, episode 27, is, well, I actually had like a little name. You know, I name all the episodes, you know what I'm saying? I'm just crazy like that. The name of the episode, episode 27, what's the price of cheating these days? You understand what I'm saying? What's it going to cost you, you know, or could it end up really costing you? Not if you cheat on your spouse, but if you cheat with somebody else's spouse. Now, we've already had a precedent set in this country, and it went to the high courts and everything. I'm pretty sure, I think they're still debating over it, but from what I know, I think this lady's pretty much going to get her damn money for the most part. This lady in North Carolina, name is Cynthia Shackelford. She's like 60 years old. You understand? She sued her husband's mistress for $9 million. Damn it, man. Did you hear that? $9 million. $9 million. First of all, I had a couple people on my Facebook page say, yo, I mean, why is the woman getting sued? What about the man? Listen, the man gonna come out the ass off alimony, child support, all that other shit anyway. He gonna get broke off. She gonna take half his shit. You understand? So don't even act like it's women out there, you know, why she ain't sued her husband. So he gonna get that. She ain't gotta sue. The court's already on your side. Power of the pussy. We've been over that. Pay attention. We've been over this, ladies. Y'all gonna get y'all's anyway, regardless. You understand what I'm saying? But now you scandalous hoes. Scandalous hoes, pay attention. Your money in jeopardy, baby. I know you think it's all right to be scandalous with your scandalous ass. You understand what I'm saying? But right about now, it's not a good time. It's not a good time for you to fuck that woman, man, because she can sue your ass. Now, this woman won $9 million. Let's keep everything in perspective. The woman that was having an affair with her husband, she was rich. So that's why she got hit for the $9 million. It ain't like Sharika over there sucking goddamn Tay-Tay dick. You know what I'm saying? And Lakeisha Mad, she might still be able to sue that bitch, but she ain't finna get $9 million, bitch. Kill yourself. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? You ain't getting $9 million. The bitch ain't even got $9 million. All right? You just tried to. But anyway, the chick was, the mistress was wealthy. You understand what I'm saying? So she sued. And won! I can't fucking believe she won! Alright, let me tell you right now, this is my opinion on the damn matter. Oh yeah, also, the homie D-Wade is also another inspiration. For all y'all don't know, I'm a Florida boy, and I love Florida sports. I support all Florida teams. I'm a fucking gator till I die. You don't like it, bitches. First round, bitches. Haters! But I'm also an Orlando fan, a Marlins fan, a Rays fan, a Miami Heat fan, a fucking Miami Dolphins fan, or anything Florida, baby, I'm rolling with it. And once they start playing each other, then I break it down as such. Like, if it's Florida playing Florida State, I'm going to go with the Gators, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, D-Wade is my man. Please, D-Wade, don't leave us, D-Wade. We're going to pay you whatever you want, homie. Pump your brakes. Please, dog, don't leave. But anyway, this involved one of my favorite basketball players and one of my motherfucking favorite chicks I want to goddamn screw before I die. Gabrielle Union. All right. Listen, man. D-Wade cheated with Gabrielle Union. Obviously. The fuck was he supposed to do, bitches? Gabrielle Union! Fuck! Okay, he cheated. Now his wife, after she done got all the goddamn money in the world that she ever gonna fucking need out of Dwayne Wade ass from the motherfucking divorce, the greedy bitch wanna sue Gabrielle Union. I'm ready to kill this hoe and everybody who on our side. I'm cocked. Now I'm just reloaded. All I gotta do is fire off when you motherfuckers hit the number one. 347-934-0966 is the goddamn number. Now, oh hell. I see you, and I'm finna come to you, 404. Let me finish my little spiel. This is why I think this is total and utter bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? First of all, she just is double jeopardy. Just like this woman out here suing the husband, suing the guy, the mistress in North Carolina that won $9 million. Her husband was also wealthy, so she already getting money from the divorce. You feel what I'm saying? It's bad enough you damn females getting the goddamn money from the divorce already. Not really bad enough. Okay, he cheated. Okay, blah, blah. Okay, yeah. Whatever. Okay, give it to her. Give her half. Shouldn't have got married if you was rich anyway, you dumbass. But anyway, Tiger. Fucking idiot. Anyway, I digress. The point is, you already gonna get money from the man in this situation, or the spouse, vice versa, because let's goddamn, let me put my motherfucking break. Motherfucking females cheat too, so it might be your motherfucking ass paying alimony, maybe, in a perfect world, even though we don't fucking work like that, like you motherfucking bitches don't cheat. Whatever! You already get money off the child support, alimony, and all this other stuff. Now you want to sue the female too? Dwayne Wade's wife says emotional distress. Now she said some more outlandish shit like Dwayne Wade was like Gabrielle Union. They was like having oral sex in front of the child. Yeah, like Dwayne Wade was like, you know what I'm saying, getting his dicks up while his kid was right there. I'm like, bitch, where they do that? That's like child abuse, bitch. You just mad because you ain't sucking that dick no more, bitch. That's what you mad about. That's what this whole shit is about. She jealous. I wish my homie P. Rev was here. He'll tell you, jealousy is a waste of emotion. It's one of his favorite sayings. She jealous. She mad. She upset. But baby girl, you already got more money than you ever gonna need in your life that you didn't fucking shoot not one jump shot or make a layup for. You never gonna want for nothing, baby. What's the whole point of suing Gabrielle Union? What's the point? Why? Why allow that? Why, if you a fucking officer of the court, if you already know she won money in the damn divorce decree, why would you even push that fucking case forward? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm coming to you, 44854. I'm coming to you. Hold on. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying it's okay for you to go screw somebody else's spouse. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if you screw somebody else's spouse and that person, you know what I'm saying, beat the hell out your motherfucking ass. If I'm on the jury, you walking all day for assault. No one's going to jail. No one's getting locked up because you was a hoe. It's not going down on my watch. You don't get a pass at K100 on that. But this is essentially double jeopardy. See, this is essentially the system. Here again, you know what I'm saying, convicted somebody twice of the same shit. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of fixed up like that for the most part. You already got to get money in the divorce. Now you want to sue the other person? The other person wasn't the one who took the vow. Okay? They owe you. They owe no allegiance to your ass. They don't owe you shit. They didn't do anything physically to you. They steal any money from you? Because whatever money your husband tricked off, whatever husband y'all got, whatever money your wife tricked off with that other motherfucker, that's them. You understand what I'm saying? They tricked that money off. So how you going to sue somebody else like they really did something directly to you? Also, a side note, another story that I was going to also talk about on today's show was the fucking chick that sued the damn cell phone company because, you know what I'm saying, her husband retrieved some of her info off the damn internet, off her phone some kind of way, and now she's suing the cell phone carrier because her whole ass done got caught cheating. Mashing that bitch. Bitch, you got caught. That's a female. See, all this goddamn suing because motherfuckers are stricken up, gotta stop. Just gotta stop. All this excessive motherfucking money paid out these goddamn wives. Just gotta stop. Just gotta stop. Veronica is fucking there, ladies and gentlemen.
You sound exasperated.
I already know you're gonna side with the woman, Veronica. That's why. I already know you're gonna side with the woman.
See, that's where you wrong at. That's where you wrong.
Okay.
I'm not siding.
You're not siding with her, Veronica?
I'm not siding with her for suing. You know, I understand what you're saying about double jeopardy, but the thing is the reason why they do that is because it's two individuals. You know, she's not suing the same person. She's suing her husband. Well, really, you know, because she's going to get some money from him anyway.
Right.
But then, like you say, she pissed off at the lady because you knew he was married. But what I'm saying is, at what point do the people who, the mistresses and the men that the women cheat with, at what point do they not have any, you know what I'm saying, that do they not pay recompense for what they contributed to? You see what I'm saying? I know how some women believe that, well, if he wasn't going to cheat with me, you know, if I ain't cheat with him, he would cheat with somebody else anyway. And that's how they justify it. But what does that person just walks off scot-free? You know, okay, well, you cheated with my man, and now I don't have a relationship with him, and you just going on about your merry way. And so homegirl like, that ain't going to happen like that. And so maybe it is a wake-up call for men and women alike. You know, you get down with somebody else's mate, then you need to pay some kind of price too. And I think that's the way they look at it. I'm not saying it's right, you know, but.
Listen, Veronica. Let me tell you why I don't feel like it's not right. The whole reason why you can sue somebody in court is because you had to go to a judge and actually get a marriage license signed. It's legalities involved with that whole process right there. You're basically doing a contract with that person.
Of course,
you feel
of course.
It's religious, but it's also legal in nature. When you go handle it, you get the preacher to preach over it, but the marriage license is a legal document. So you already got the law. When you just screw somebody, there is no law, no contract, or anything that you have done to run afoul legally, and you're suing this person in the court. You're bringing something to the system that was never even in the system in the first place because you haven't really caused them any really physical harm. The act that was committed, you partook in. It's not like when you drunk driving and you hit somebody. You feel what I'm saying? Because you know that's you're causing the people that person harm, physical harm. Harm has came to them because of that. But what I'm saying with this right here, you're bringing the reason why it's okay to get divorce money and child support and all this other excessive exuberant amount of money from a man because you entered into what is technically a legal document and religious document also at the same time with this person. The other person never made such a commitment to you, to the courts, to the system. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so why is it that you get to bring this over into this realm, into this area? See, that's my problem with it.
And see, that's the thing, and that's how. But and you're right about that. But the way a court will look at it, that's why that woman, not court, but just say legally, the way they will look at it is that you're saying that 60-year-old woman that won money. It's one thing when it's just a random act, like okay, you know, we had a fling. It was like 3 weeks. You know, but if it happens over the course of time, you know, all of a sudden, okay, her husband's acting funny. You know, the marriage, the relationship starts deteriorating. You know, he doesn't talk to her like he used to her. They don't go out and things like that. And then they start arguing for little bitty things. And she's trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Emotionally, she is starting to deteriorate. And not really, I mean, women have that intuition, but she doesn't really yet know that this man is cheating. And then once she finds out, what she's thinking is, all that emotion, all that mess I done went through, the crying, the wondering where he is,
that he,
or
that
he won't talk
that
to me.
That, listen,
I understand he, but listen, let me finish.
Wait.
I understand that. But the reason that was, yes, it was he, but when you have your attention set on somebody else, there has to be somebody else that that energy is going to. She's like, okay, now, he wasn't talking to me. He talking to this trick. He wasn't, you know, hanging out with me, or he wasn't taking me out, or he wasn't loving me when I was laying in my bed wanting to be held and, you know, wanting to be caressed, and he got his lips on somebody else. There was something else taking his attention, and the distress that went through wasn't, it was indirectly caused by somebody else, yes, but that's the way they will probably justify it. It doesn't mean it's right, but
it's not right.
Somebody
it's not
had to look at it that way.
Okay.
In order for her to win, somebody had to look at it that way.
Right. Yeah, I know somebody looked at it that way, and they wrong. To me, there is no way you going to – listen, I don't know what kind of jury they had. You know, I mean, that probably was all in the jury selection right there. Her lawyer must have dropped the ball and goddamn picked a whole bunch of damn nuns and priests on the damn jury. Because ain't no way in the hell you going to tell me, because like you just said, that all that his time was taken. You know, his time wasn't taken away from her. His time wasn't taken away from her, from the wife. Her time was given to the other person.
You're absolutely right, but that's not how she's thinking about it. She's not thinking about it that way. She's not thinking he gave it away. That is what happened.
That's what happened. So when you sue somebody, these are the facts. See, my problem, I got a twofold problem right here. I got a problem with the fact that a woman even sued. And secondly, I got a problem with the system for allowing this motherfucker to win. She shouldn't even be able to sue.
It's just like an accessory to a crime. I could have been in a car with somebody who, just like that dude, the little dude, say he picked up two fellas or whatever, and he gave them a ride some freaking where. You know, they go kill or murder somebody. All of a sudden, he's an accessory. Okay, until the facts are played out, I understand that's something kind of different, totally different, I guess. But it's just like, you know, I'm an accessory. You know what I'm saying? She's an accessory to something. That's the way they're going to look at it. They're going to find all those loopholes, everything, to try to pin this. Somebody felt that they had a case. She's an accessory to him breaking that vow.
Not somebody.
So that's
she
gets tied into it.
She won. I can't believe she fucking won. I can't
that's
even believe
saying.
It.
But that's how the chick gets tied into it. She's an accessory to him breaking his vow. Just like I could be an accessory to a crime because I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, or I accompany somebody who did something jacked up and I knew about it. I ain't do nothing. I ain't say nothing. You know, I'm just hanging out. I ain't go to the authorities. I'm an accessory. She's an accessory to break, helping that man break his vow. It's not right.
Nope, it's not.
But if you keep your stuff to yourself, I'm just saying. Well, you put yourself in that position. Gabrielle put herself in that position.
That's why you sue him. I mean, that's why you get the money from him. He put himself. He's the one who caused. Listen,
he caused, but he ain't just trip up in her stuff. Ain't like, oops, okay, his thing ain't that big.
We don't even know. I don't know all the details of the case, but we don't even know. See, this is also the problem. This is where all the shit gets blurry and gray. See, Veronica, I'm coming to you. 678. Hold on. I'm coming to you. 850. Listen. See, the thing about it is, we don't even really know. A lot of times, people tell the person they cheating with. Half of the time, they tell them they ain't married. They lie. Second time, they tell them, oh, we separated and we're getting a divorce soon. And blah.
You're right.
They feed them a whole bunch of motherfucking bullshit. You feel
what
I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
And now, this person gets caught up in that fucking bullshit lie that the motherfucking spouse and told. And
you're right.
And believing it. And so, and now they open up to get sued. Now I'm just reading up on it. I'm reading up on this particular case. The woman actually has a little bit of money, but she's really not that wealthy. So she's appealing it. She does have money, but she's not really wealthy enough to pay the $9 million. So she's appealing it. It hasn't went to the Supreme Court yet. I'm going to see, you know, once again, because obviously this is one of those cases that's probably going to end up in the Supreme Court. You feel me? Because it's so, like, once you, this is like a tumble effect, because this happened first, and then D-Wade's wife right behind it.
Right.
Sued, you know what I'm saying? This lady,
I hear you.
Yeah, this lady over here with the damn, want to sue, now this lady want to sue the cell phone carrier because her husband found out about her affair through the goddamn cell phone. I mean, what the fuck? Where does it stop?
Where does it stop? You're right. It either is going to teach people to be a little more stealthy, or teach people, hey, you know, we might need to start rethinking this, you know, cheating thing. Just don't get married. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't have that kind of control, I know things happen. People not perfect, but come on. You know, if you really just don't get married.
Or, like I said, if somebody does cheat, then you take it out on the spouse. That's the one who did it to you. You should not be allowed to legally. Now, I ain't saying you can't whoop a motherfucker ass. You know, at K100, we believe in ass whooping.
Yeah!
You can whoop a motherfucker ass, but don't be suing them. That's a little too much. It's a little over the top. All right. Thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
If somebody says something else, you hit the number one. You know the drill. All right.
Okay.
All right. Key, what's happening?
Man, you know, when it comes to that cheating thing, I don't really condone it one way or the other. And I feel what you're saying about sometimes, you know, people tell a lie about if they separated or whatever. My whole thing is, if you know somebody married, don't mess with them. When dudes approach me with that, you know, we separate, I'm like, okay, holler at me when you get a divorce. I don't want to hear nothing about no separation, no, well, my wife is, okay, get a divorce. I really don't want to hear it. I don't want to have anything to do with somebody that's married. And so I don't totally feel sorry for them if they knew that the person was married and, you know, they caught whatever. You get what you get because you did what you did.
But hold on. What about, see, my problem with it is they all are suing for monetary gains. On top of the fact
because
that they got monetary gains from the spouse.
They
are, but they already got the money
they
from the spouse. They already, listen, it's like, listen.
They want to get them where it hurt. They want to get them where it hurt. They know it's going to hurt you to have to give up some money.
It's going
to
already hurt the spouse. It's going to hurt the spouse already. You already getting the money.
Because people feel like human nature is, you hurt me, so now I want to hurt you. You were
involved
in something that hurt me.
Revenge.
So now I want to hurt you. It's revenge. That's all it is.
A.K.A. vigilante justice. Somebody do something to me instead of calling the police and doing the right thing, I go blow their fucking brains out there, take me to jail. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You see the hypocritical shit in it? You see the
hypocritical, but that's what people do. That's what people do. And so it's like, okay, you cause me pain, I'm going to cause you pain. And if they know if the person is rich, they know it's going to cause them pain and have to give up some money. That's the way it is. But in the same token, people, if you feel like you need to cheat on somebody, you need to leave them. Quit playing around, playing games. People get killed over that stuff these days. It's not as simple as, you know, oh, I cheat on you and that's all it is. Now people get killed over stuff like that. It's not worth it.
I mean, we've had plenty of discussions on this show about cheating and should you cheat. We all know it's not good to cheat, okay? We're going to go with that. But my whole thing about this right here, no matter how wrong cheating is, okay, I'm not going to sit up here and play crazy like I'm just all crazy, like I don't know cheating ain't wrong, blah, blah, blah. Even though some of you goddamn people bring that shit on yourself, and then you want to get some damn money. You feel what I'm saying? Some of you damn women want to play pussy games with your husband, and then when you fuck another bitch, you want to sue him and get all the damn money after you ain't fucking for fucking 5 months. Kill your fucking self. Yeah. But, like you said, it should have went ahead and just left that whole person. Then when it got
went on, just left alone.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel me? But you know, hell, it's going to cost him if you leave it anyway. She know that. That's why
but
she don't
see,
care.
But
that's why she don't care. That's why she just hold out, wait for him to cheat, and then really hit him with a bad boy clause. Because you can't take the pussy. You can't rape him. You feel what I'm saying? See, this type of shit I've been talking about. You know what I'm saying? We're getting all off into another subject. But that type of shit I've been talking about. You feel me? All this shit out of here.
People make excuses about why they can't divorce and why they can't do this. If you really want to do it, you can do it, and you will do it. So, you know, a lot of people just want to have their cake and eat it, too. And so when you get caught eating both of your cakes, then now it's a problem. But Gabrielle, with this Gabrielle Union incident, she's been caught with Denzel Washington by his wife. So she Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, did she?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is that true? I don't know. I don't know. Don't be bad mouth my baby on the air like that. I like Gabrielle.
Yeah, whatever. Just like Alicia Keys. It's not her first time with a married. So a lot of females go out there and get with these married men knowing
she got a baby.
They married.
She got a baby.
Exactly.
Too.
And that's my thing. That's a lot. And so,
Damn. Anyway, but no, I'm saying. No, I feel what you're saying,
so,
man.
So, is
I
it
mean,
not
but,
right? You know what I'm saying? Because some of these women
no,
go out there stalking
not right.
married
it's
me
not
for
right.
own purpose.
It's not right. I don't care what you, I don't give a damn. Because Swizz gonna come up off that motherfucking change. Denzel would have came up off of that change. And D-Wade already came off that goddamn change.
So that's what I'm saying.
They already
I'm
got
not
that money.
If they go out after the female, too, because a lot of these females go looking for married men because you up there knowingly breaking up people's households.
Man, that is double
jeopardy.
She getting paid twice.
You know what?
She getting paid twice. She getting paid twice.
Well.
All these motherfuckers. And then, see, that, well, listen, this is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. It's going to be a trickle-down effect. If this shit goes to the Supreme Court and all this shit stand up, now motherfuckers going to want to sue Facebook. They're going to want to sue goddamn T-Mobile and shit, like the one I told you about the other side story that was attached.
But see, I think the one with the phone bill.
They're going to want to sue. What you mean?
The only way she can win with the phone bill is if she was the account holder and they gave up private information, because technically they're not. That's a privacy issue. So you can be sued over some privacy type stuff. If he was not supposed to have access to that, and regardless of what she got caught doing in the process, if he was not supposed to have access to it, she can sue them.
Right. I think the reason why she's suing is because he's some kind of way he got a hold of her phone bill. I don't know. You feel me or something like that? And he was not supposed to,
because she just
right.
can't sue them because she got caught cheating. She's suing them because of some privacy stuff, and it caused her to get caught cheating.
Well, it's still a trickle down.
Like I said, cheating wrong either way. Because
I never said cheating ain't wrong.
Alimony.
Yeah, but I never said
make her pay some alimony regardless.
I never said cheating ain't wrong.
She was cheating.
I ain't said cheating
yeah,
ain't wrong. You know what I'm saying? And even though I disagree with the way the system is set up, where a woman get all the damn half of your fucking money when she ain't did half the work. I still will give y'all that much, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let the motherfucker get that money and money from the other person when that other person was not the one that took that damn vow. Hell no, not if I'm on the jury. If I'm on the jury, you'll never get it. Never get it.
Like Ronca said, people need to reevaluate what they do. You need to reevaluate how you do it.
Okay. Well, a lot of people need to reevaluate a lot of things in life, but they don't get the right to get money off of it, even if somebody do something wrong.
That's our society,
man.
Though.
Right.
That's our society.
Okay. All right, Key. I'm going to some more calls. Stay on the line.
Right.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want y'all to think that I'm just advocating being a whore. And if you a whore, I got love for you. I even got a special sound for you on my show. Male or female. You know what I'm saying? But what I do not advocate is people pimping the system. Now, if you're going to pimp the system and cheat on your taxes, that's different. I'm all for that. Hurrah for you. Just don't get caught. Just don't get caught. We're always trying to goddamn get money out of motherfucker because of some shit that somebody else did to you. And let's be clear about this fact. The spouse that cheated on that person is the person that did something to them. Now, Veronica said earlier, this person's time was being taken from them. And that's why the wife was all in distress and emotionally distraught, because this woman was taking this person's heart away from home. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no. That person gave their heart away. You understand what I'm saying? They gave it away. It wasn't on the person who they was fucking. That's ludicrous. It's crazy. How you gonna sue them? Why would you award them anything? I don't get it, man. I don't know. Because, and like I said, besides the fact that I just don't feel like they are responsible for the acts of that person's spouse, the major thing on top of that I have a problem with is, like Dwayne Wade's wife, she got so much debt. She already got millions and millions out of this man. Gonna be paying millions for a long time. Come on, man. Now y'all wanted to get a Gabrielle Union? You know, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. She's not the one that entered into that contract with that guy. The wife was. The wife was the one who had to get the marriage license signed. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to get y'all to see. You feel me? That's all. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you have an opinion about tonight's show, please. I got a lot of people on the line. You dig? Y'all hit the number one if y'all disagree with what I'm saying. I've already heard from Key. I've already heard from Veronica. I'm going to go back to Veronica. But I want to get some more interaction. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're on the line, hit the number one on your keypad. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Let me know what you think about it. I'll go back to Veronica real quick because I got like 12 people on the line, but nobody's hit the number one. Veronica.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. It was this dude that wanted to holler at me, and I knew he was married.
Right.
And, I hadn't talked to him in a while, and in that way. And so he was trying to holler and everything. He was like, well, you might not know this, but I'm getting a divorce or I'm separated. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I said, when you get that situated, then, let me know, just like he said. But I said, let me see the paper. I said, you show me the paper, and maybe we can holler. But he showed me the paper.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I saw the paper where him and his wife, he was the plaintiff, whatever, she was defendant, however they do that. And I saw the document, and I said, okay, once that's finalized, we can holler. So, to go, like you were saying, you never know what that man said to her. He could have said, we separated, we got problems, or whatever it is. Don't take their word for it. I made them show me some papers. That may be But
sometimes
that's what I did.
Sometimes they just fucking lie and just say they ain't married at all. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. See,
that's the problem I have. See, once you let one woman win this shit, then the next time the next woman comes up and this guy done lied to her, or this dude done lied to this chick, you feel what I'm saying? And it's somebody rich. You understand? And then they find out. Now you're opening them up for getting sued. And then they're going to have to prove in court now that they didn't even know that they were married. Now they got to go to court because you already set precedent.
That's
one motherfucker get away. So once the Supreme Court rule on that case, that shit gonna be across the land. You gonna see motherfucking lawsuits flying left and right.
Oh, it's gonna be a circus. It's gonna be the mistress gonna be like, well, he told me he wasn't married, so now I'm suing. I countersued. So
it's like why you think the girl? Why you think Tiger wife ain't trying to sue the other chicks?
Them tricks ain't got no money.
That's what I'm trying to. That's my point.
They ain't got nothing. So the thing is, like he said, that's the only way that she can technically hurt them if she's out for revenge. And the word said, "Vengeance is mine."
The court system is not made to exact revenge. Not what
but people do. People do. They use it. It's not made for that. But if you can, we're on another subject. Immigrants can come in and they milk the system and they find out what's free and they get it. Can't get mad at them because they find out and they get it. So it's like, hey, if I can slip some revenge in there, then I'm going to get mine. And that's just how people do. That's just what we do. We human. We do that. Those tricks ain't got no money. They ain't got nothing. So she ain't going to sue them. She can't hurt them. What can she take from them? Nothing. How can she hurt them? Unless she go blasting all of them, she'll go to jail for that. So legally taking your money is a way that I can get revenge without getting locked up.
That's bullshit.
If I blast you, I locked up. If I blast you in the pocket, I'm right.
That's the point. That's why it's bullshit, Veronica. Okay, I got another call. Damn it.
Bye.
That's why it's bullshit. It's vigilante justice, y'all. It's just another form of it. Just another form. She already got millions from goddamn D-Wade. Now she wants some of Gabrielle money. 850-527.
What up, Lynn? It's T-Lewis. What's going on, man?
What's going on, homie?
I don't understand it either, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, see, like I was trying to tell her, I knew the fellas was going to feel me. I knew the ladies wasn't going to feel me. You understand what I'm saying? I knew this was going to go down the gender lines when I did this particular post. But it is what it is. But my whole thing is because, I mean, that's you actually trying to get money from somebody who never was in any kind of agreement or contract with you. Your spouse was the one who entered that vow with you, not the other person. And on top of that, you still going to get money from the spouse too, so you're getting twice the damn money? You probably, 9 out of 10 times, if your spouse rich, you go get overly compensated. Even if they ain't rich, you probably get overly compensated anyway, because these women get overly compensated anyway. Off the top.
Yeah, you get millions of dollars that they get anyway.
Yeah, they get millions of dollars that they never would have seen in their fucking life with not 1 ounce of talent that created that damn money. But that's a whole other subject. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
But the point
is, how the fuck you gonna give the bitch goddamn twice the motherfucking money? I'm just not understanding that, dog. It's not registering to me. And like I said, you opening up the door for a whole bunch of other kind of lawsuits when you do that kind of shit. Hell, these women already got the court on their side. They gonna get the fucking money out the damn husband in the goddamn way, and vice versa.
And see, this is my whole thing. Like somebody said earlier about they taking time away from the person. I said, okay. Now, what if the person look better than the wife, and they looking at the other person, or they online looking at porn or something? So you gonna sue the computer company for them posting pictures because the person was fine? You know what I'm saying? You really can't do that.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
And then on top of that right there, just a spin off of that right there, let's say, for instance, your wife, you know what I'm saying, just then totally let herself go. You know what I'm saying? And then, you still look one way, and then you get attracted to somebody else because your wife just then fucking basically just let herself go. And now you not even attracted to her anymore. You're attracted to somebody else because she just done went down the dump. Now, you go out and cheat, or you try and divorce, and she take half of your money, but she causing you emotional duress by not keeping your motherfucking self up, baby. You causing
exactly.
that man emotional duress. But they don't think about shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Holler at me, nigga. Who the fuck wants it? He's the number one.
Blame that on the Twinkies, dog. Blame that on the Twinkies.
It be shit like that. And dudes do the same thing. You feel me? When dudes goddamn let themselves go, and their chick want to goddamn go mash another motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, listen, man, these motherfuckers don't want me on their jury. Won't nobody be getting shit. You understand what I'm saying? Telling you. Won't nobody be getting no fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, dog. Because, I mean, it's a lot of different reasons why motherfuckers. And then, see, the thing about it is her lawsuit, the Gabrielle Union lawsuit, it's for emotional duress and all. You know, like, come on, man. Really? Really?
I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with Gabrielle anyway. Cause the thing about it is, if D Wade really wanted to go in, man, he could be emotional distressed because she gave him an STD, from what I understand.
Who the wife did?
Yeah, she tried. Basically, what she tried to do is she tried to take D Wade to court, say he gave her an STD, but the wife's friend came out and told the judge, no, she actually gave D Wade the STD, and I have the phone call to prove it. So she recorded it.
Wow.
So I was like,
scandalous,
I'm like,
scandalous. Scandalous bitches. The type of shit I'm talking about. I think D-Wave X is crazy. But I don't know. I don't really know the lady like that. But sounding to me, she might be a little bit off. I don't know, man. But yeah, man, I think this whole fucking lawsuit is total bullshit. And double jeopardy at that. This woman getting twice the motherfucking money when the one who really broke the contract with her, the vow, you know what I'm saying, the legal marriage document with her, is the husband. Can't get no money off the other motherfucker. You can whoop that whole ass.
Yeah!
I'm all for that, lady. If you had bad. Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
Veronica,
I mean.
Veronica said she don't want to get locked up. Veronica said she don't want to get locked up.
If she want to beat her down, that's fine. She going to have the money to bail herself out. She good.
Right. Right.
So, if that's what she want to do. But no,
right.
Man, I don't know about that double dipping. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
That's
bullshit.
That's banana.
All right, homie, I'm going to the next caller.
Yeah, man.
All right, stay on the line. Let's go, Coco Smooth.
What's going on?
What's going down with you? Appreciate you calling the air. I got your number locked in now. It's like my cell phone. I know who you is now. I ain't got to ask. Okay. All right, you heard the show. You've been on for a minute. So go ahead. What you think? You think I'm wrong?
You know, I have to agree with the ladies.
Come on, man! Are you agreeing just because it's with the ladies, or do you not understand? Do you not see what I'm saying? Do you not understand what I'm saying, or are you just saying it because you a chick? Come on, be real.
I don't understand it, no. Because most of these women, they know, you know, they know that these men are married, they're in a relationship or whatever. They know, so if they want to open themselves up to that exposure, they deserve to get whatever. You know, the wife wants to give it to them. You know, whatever they want to fall for. If they open themselves up to that exposure, they know.
Man, so. y'all, you know what? Y'all bringing moralistic shit into this equation. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like the sodomy law. You feel what I'm saying? It's like if you don't believe, if you believe gay people and sodomy is so fucking nasty, you know, some states still got, it's against the law to perform sodomy, even if it's consensual. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that right there. Y'all bringing a moralistic point of view into a financial legal operation situation. Just like how I feel about prenuptial agreements. Motherfuckers like to call up here and tell me, if you get a prenup, that means you ain't really in love. You really don't love them. You don't trust them. Now, fuck that shit. That has nothing to do with it. This shit is about money. This is a financial document, a financial decision. It's all about the paper. It's not nothing to do with how much you love a motherfucker or none of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But once again, herein, we mix it in morals with law. And America is good for that shit. They do it all the time. That's why I fucking, these motherfuckers, you know what? This country, man, I swear, it's like they pick and choose when it's okay to be moralistic and when it's not. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And this is one of those instances where I feel like they're picking a jury somewhere with morally with what sounds right, but what not what's really technically should be legally right. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's life. That's life. I don't really know too much about the whole North Carolina case, but I mean, as far as Gabby and D. Wade or whatever, I mean, I can see how his wife can experience, you know, emotional distress or whatever. You know, he in the public eye. So, you know, she's sitting at home watching TV. She might see him on, you know, on the red carpet with Gabby. That's
embarrassing. So, bitch, you can't get no money for being jealous. Oh, fuck that, bitch. You can't get no fucking money for being jealous, bitch. Fuck that shit. You understand? You mad. That motherfucker took your man. I know you mad, baby. I know you mad, but you can't get no money for that shit.
It ain't about being jealous. Hell,
jealousy is a waste of emotion.
But I'm saying, if it's over, he feel like he got to cheat, then just go ahead and kick rocks, you know? I mean, that'll be less money that you would have to spend in the long run. If you just go ahead and divorce before you get caught cheating, it'll be
we
less
understand.
Of a jealous.
We said that. Coco Smooth, I already gave it. I gave it up on that point. I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying she still shouldn't be able to sue Gabrielle Union. I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? She should not be able to sue her. That lady in North Carolina shouldn't have been able to sue that lady. No. You already getting money. Okay, he did. He made a mistake. He fucked up. He didn't get the divorce first. Sue D-Wade. You sued D-Wade. You got the alimony and the child support. You're set for life. Now, this shit is about jealousy. This shit because that bitch made you look bad. Because that bitch cute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it is. She out there looking good with that nigga now. On his arm. You mad, bitch. You mad. Kill your fucking... Fuck that shit. That's why she's suing. And now we gonna give her some money because, oh, we feel her pain. What fucking pain? She already got a couple million off this nigga.
But why Gabby couldn't wait until the divorce? Why she had to play second
chick? I don't know. I don't know why people do a lot of shit they do, but that don't give you the right to sue them. Unless they do something directly to you.
You can try. Hell, if you get lucky and you get the money, keep it moving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Hey, I appreciate you saying that. If you get lucky, go ahead and sue. Why not? Let's go ahead and fuck it. Sue everybody. For everything. It don't matter. I'm not even mad. I'm more mad about the fact that she won than I am about the fact that she sued. I'm mad about the fact the bitch won. Not Gabrielle. Now, Gabrielle Union, them court, that case ain't with the court yet, but the one in Carolina, that motherfucker won. I can't believe she actually won. That's what I'm tripping off of. Even though I don't agree with the fact that she sued Gabrielle, she haven't won yet. But if she do win, I'm like, what the fuck, man? You know what I mean?
Nah,
come
I know
on.
What you mean.
I know you don't.
We sued Alicia Keys' ass, too.
What type of Swiss Beats? Andy Wade. master both of them badass motherfuckers. God damn it, they got the money. They got the money to pay the wife. Fuck it.
Yep, fuck. I'll pay it out. But
now she want more money. Fuck that.
Look, maybe they'll learn from their mistakes. And next time, you know, they do it. Maybe they'll learn.
Right. All right. All right, Coco. I'm going to the next one.
All right.
I'm coming to you after this one, 843-850. Keisha F.
What's going on?
What's going on, Keisha? Appreciate you calling in. Coming to you next, Al. All right, Keisha. I know. I ain't even got to ask you. I already know what you're going to say, Keisha. Just tell me the truth. Do you feel anything I'm saying? I know you're going to side with the ladies already, Keisha. I ain't even got to ask you that. I already know. But do you feel what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, didn't you say you're going to take it, what did you say, take out the moralistic whatevers and bring it back to a contract? If marriage is a contract, why can't the woman sue everybody involved? If you get If I'm driving down the road and somebody hit me on two different sides, I ain't going to sue the one that just hit me in the back because they're driving a Beamer. I'm going to sue everybody involved
because both of them hit you.
And that woman ain't hit her?
No.
Dude slap her in the face by sleeping with another chick, and then the other chick come along and slap her in the face, be seen with her man? Seriously?
No. She didn't do nothing to her. The man initiated the act. The man is responsible for the act in both instances. You feel what I'm saying? The man. And she already got, D-Wade's wife already got the millions off D-Wade. She got the money, baby. She got hit. You feel what I'm saying? It's like if you want to use the traffic situation, it's like this, Keisha. Think of it like this right here. You at a stoplight, right? Somebody rammed you. You at a stoplight, a car in front of you, and you at a light. A car comes behind, rams the shit at you in the back, and you hit the person in the front. Do you think you're going to get some money out of that motherfucking person in the front, and you think the person in the front will get money out you? No, both of y'all going to fucking sue the motherfucker that came up and rammed you in the back. That's your insurance gonna pay that fucking bill. Trust me, I know.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? People are suing the wrong people here.
You gotta blame that on society because it's a sue society now. Ain't nobody trying to fight in the street. Everybody too cute to fight, and then if you fight, you going to jail. So of course, ain't nobody gonna try to fight you out on the street. They gonna fight you in the courtroom. They gonna fight you wherever they can fight you to get something out of you that will benefit them. I'm not going to be benefited by having scrubbed up knees and a black eye. I'm going to be benefited if something goes in my bank account and I can go to the store with it the next day. So that's why people are suing. That's why they're doing it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just tripping out the fact that they're winning. I don't care about them suing. I do care. I care. Fuck that. I care. But I'm tripping out the fact that these motherfuckers are winning. She won $9 million. $9 million?
Well, maybe she had a sympathetic judge. Maybe there was a sympathetic judge in the courtroom. That's all it takes is a sympathetic judge, and you can get off on whatever. Sympathetic judge, a jury that agrees with you, and you can get off with whatever.
You're right.
I can kill my daddy tomorrow. And if the judge agreed that he was never in my life, and I'm just so sad because my daddy wasn't in my life either, I'm going to get off.
You're right. Some kind of way, some fucking slick lawyer, some kind of way. You know, somebody, some lawyer wasn't prepared, some jury, two people on the jury, husband and wife cheated on their monkey asses. You know what I'm saying? And here we go. That's the problem.
That's all it takes.
That's the way this whole fucking fuck-ass system is set up. Anyway, it's like those fat motherfuckers suing McDonald's as if a motherfucker put a gun in your head and told you to eat that Big Mac 3 times a day, you fat bitch.
And the commercial told me to do it, so yes, they did.
Okay, all
right. There's the argument right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, all it takes is somebody to flip it, and you're good. You're in there.
You're right, Keisha. What can I say? It's America. Welcome to America. That don't make that shit right. I'm still gonna mash these motherfuckers. For even one to sue and mash these motherfucking juries and judges. Just letting it ride. I won't back down. I'm not backing down on this. Ladies,
no.
I see all you ladies raising your hand. I'm not backing down, ladies. All right, Keisha, hold on. Stay on the line.
All right.
LL, what's happening, babe?
Listen, this is the oldest trick in the book, but Keisha L said it right now. It's a different spin on it. You men have always, always, always hated this one. Let me tell you what the oldest trick is, okay? You're married. You go out there, you mess around. You end up having a baby, right? She sues you for child support. She wins. It's still a lawsuit. She dipping into you and your wife's pocket if your wife decides to stay with you. Now, the wife has said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having to stay with this cheating son of a whatever who done went out here and had another baby, and she gets to dip into our pocket. Since you said it was all financial, she gets to dip into our pocket to take care of this child when she knew he was married, and you screaming, she knew I was married, and I ain't wanted to have that baby, but she did anyway out of spite, and she got to sue you for child support, for money, for financial reasons, and for financial means, and she's taking away from your family. The wife has said, I'm tired of that. So before she get pregnant, I'm going to sue him, and I'm going to sue her. Because when he go out there and lay down, he risks the chance of her being able to dip into my pocket. That's the spin. That's the twist. Hey, wives have been losing out for years.
Listen, First of all, let's analyze what you just said, okay? You are using the word sue and child support where you don't even have to even sue anything. All you gotta do is go down to the damn office and fill out a damn form and take a blood test.
Okay,
there are no lawyers. You don't need lawyers.
Blizzum, wait a minute. Whenever you are awarded child support, if it's through a marriage, it is basically the same thing as a lawsuit. Look it up. It's a suit.
The only way you're going to
you
win that suit is if you are the parent. You have to. It's all about being a parent on child support.
Okay, but I'm saying you said it was all financial. Am I correct? It's all financial. It's all money.
Not with child support.
Why not? Isn't child support money?
See, listen to what I'm saying. Earlier in the show, I already said that I had no problem. That's a lie. I'm about to tell a lie. I said, I understand the way the system is, and I've just gotten used to the fact that when these women are suing the husbands and getting all the alimony and child support and all this kind of stuff and all that money right there, you feel me? Extra.
Yeah.
Because when these men cheat on these motherfucking women and all that, I understand all that. I know why they get the big chunk of money when they do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
I understand that. You feel me? That's because they got those kids together. That kid got to maintain that lifestyle that you've been living and all this blase squazzy, whatever, okay, yeah, she still don't deserve all that fucking money. She got it. You okay? You know what I'm saying? But on the financial side of it, the mistress or the other guy, because I don't want to keep saying mistress as if women don't fucking cheat.
Yeah, because guys sue too, though. Star Jones' husband was suing. Old girl that did Waiting to Exhale's husband was suing. Guys sue too now.
Did they sue the other person?
They didn't sue the other people.
Right, they sued the rich ex. You feel me?
Okay.
They sued the rich ex, not the other person, not the other guy. And if I ever hear of another motherfucking man suing the goddamn motherfucker that's banging your chick, you pussy, that's all you got over here at K100. I respect you more if you go whoop that nigga ass. Really, I don't even respect you for that, nigga.
Wow.
I kill myself twice for that. Keep it 100, nigga. Is that your chick?
there's nothing wrong with it, though. If she knowingly interacts with that man, knowing that he's married, then, I mean, especially for high-profile couples. High-profile couples, it's obvious they're married.
Now we're treating rich
and
folks different.
No, I'm not treating anyone different. But high-profile couples, you know they're married. Period. I mean, he can't lie about that. You know they're married.
That's true.
By you agreeing to do whatever with this man, knowing that he's married, you're jeopardizing his wife's lifestyle that she's become accustomed to, that he told her he would provide for her when he signed that contract. So, yeah, you're putting my lifestyle in jeopardy. You're putting what was promised to me by my husband in jeopardy. So, yeah, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to sue him because I ain't signed up for this.
Sue the man.
Sue
the man. Sue the man.
Sue them both.
Sue the man. LL. You're bringing a moralist. You're bringing a moralistic point of view into a legal circle.
No, it's all financial.
No, it's not.
It's all financial. Yes, it is. Because if you're Jeffrey, okay, he's cheating on me with
he
you.
He is fucking her. He's doing it.
Okay, exactly. And if he decides that he wants to leave me for you, okay, then bet.
You're going to get plenty of money from him if he's rich. You don't need that shit. See, the point is, it's just like goddamn
it's
purple
not about needing
there.
It.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
About needing it.
I know that.
It's not about
the,
needing
I know,
it.
I know she don't, because she don't even need the fucking amount of money she got the first goddamn place from D-Wade. Who the fuck need that
it's
much money
to live? It's about the fact that she can get it.
Nobody don't need that much. None of these motherfucking goddamn hoes suing these goddamn rich dudes need none of that money. What the fuck Tiger Woods' wife need with 750 motherfucking million? Fuck she need with it, a fucking nanny. Fuck out of here. That's the point.
It ain't about needing it, but
I mean, that's
when y'all guys got to do better. That's
I know.
When y'all got to do better.
I'm telling you, I know it ain't about needing. I'm 100%. It's about she seeing that bitch on the red carpet with her man. That's what Coco Smalls said. That's what I'm saying. It's revenge.
She see Gabrielle on
it's
the carpet
revenge.
With her checkbook.
She already got her money. She got her money. She gonna get that
with
money.
Her checkbook. She got his too, though. That's what you gonna get.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
It may not be right. It may
on.
Not be
it's
fair.
Not.
It's but
not.
It's happening. It's happening.
You right about that. I'll give you some props on that one. You fucking right. They winning these cases. Chick won $9 million.
When all else fails, too. Money won't make you happy, but it'll keep a smile on your face for a little bit. So, hey, it works.
Boy, I tell you what. It's rough out here. It's hard out here for a pimp. All right, LL. It's hard out this motherfucker for a pimp, man. I swear to God, man. Damn it. See? This is why I already knew this was going to go down the gender lines. Because it's a basic moralistic question at the end of the day. And, of course, we know the women going to play and act like they got all the high morals and, you know, and all this other shit. You know, like I said, keyword is act like. Act like. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. The lady getting the same, she's winning money for the same event. She already got the money for the event from the husband. She got the money from the event for the husband, man. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't get it. Help me out. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Because I ain't getting it, man. I'm not understanding why these women are winning these lawsuits. What are these juries thinking? I know why they suing. They mad. Listen, lady, everybody pay attention. I still say it's wrong to sue, but trust and believe when I tell you that I know why these women are suing. Cause y'all mad. Y'all mad. Y'all hot. They pissed off. It's revenge. They want to do. I understand why they suing. I'm just not understanding why the fuck they winning. That's what I don't understand. How the fuck are they winning? What jury and what judge is sitting down really saying, I think she should pay you some money because your husband banged her. Because your man banged that chick. Because your wife banged that dude. Yeah. They should pay you some money too. Even though they owe you no obligation of fidelity, faithfulness, or anything. Nothing. They owe you shit. They owe you nothing. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and let you get $9 million off of them anyway. What? Oh, yeah, D-Wade's wife. You already got like $40-something million that you're going to get, bitches. You ain't never shot a motherfucking jump shot or ran a motherfucking wind sprint for a bitch. That's okay. By the way, Ms. Union, I'm going to need to get about 10 up off you. Fuck out of here. Damn it, man. Blizzom. I'm your host. I'm going into a song about fucking because I am today. It's because I'm in the mood for it. Don't hang up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the second hour. Love or lust.
Chainless. Yeah. Blizzom. Do you ask? Let's go, baby. Be a ride or die chick, huh? Let me tell you what it takes to be with a G, baby. Hey. I love chilling with you on them late nights. Driving all up on me trying to
Welcome to the show, K100 Internet. I'm your host, Blizzum. That was one of my latest joints on my latest album, Love of Lust, featuring EUS. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. I just knew I wasn't gonna see eye to eye with the females on this one tonight. I saw it coming. I don't know why I expected anything different. Episode 27. What's the price on cheating these days? It's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you. Alright? We're talking about the fact that a woman was recently awarded $9 million in North Carolina for her cheating husband. But the money didn't come from the cheating husband. She sued the mistress. She sued the chick he was banging. And won $9 million. $9 million. Dwayne Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union. His new wife, his old wife, you know what I'm saying, is suing Gabrielle Union, you know what I'm saying, for emotional distress, you know, blaming her for her issues or whatever. I say she just mad because she threw that nigga on the red carpet like Coco Smooth said. Revenge! She already got millions of dollars out of Dwayne Wade, but no, she's still hurting. She's still in pain. She still can't sleep at night with all them fucking millions in the bank. Bitch, please. They want to exact revenge through the court system, and we letting them. Be a real G, bitch. Go see that hoe. Yeah. My bad. Veronica said they don't want to get locked up. My bad. That'd be silly. That'd be too much like some K100 shit. My bad. That's not what you want to do. You want to sue. You want to sue. Just like all these motherfucking puss-ass motherfucking niggas out here in the streets. You understand what I'm saying? Run up on a motherfucking nigga with some motherfucking money. That nigga get gangsta on your motherfucking ass because you think he's soft because he rich, but you don't understand that nigga history. So he drag your puss-ass and you motherfucking want to sue like a little hoe, nigga, because you got your puss-ass embarrassed. That's for you too, nigga. I'm putting you in the category with these hoes. You're a hoe, nigga. You acting like these motherfucking hoes, nigga. Bitch, nigga. Same shit. Same thing. I see it all the same at K100. It's all some bitch moves. Real talk. Alright. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all holler at me if you're on the line. Hit the number one. Let me know you want to holler back at me. But we're talking about, should you be able to sue the, not your spouse or husband or, you know, anything like that. I'm talking about the person that they cheating with. You feel me? Should you be able to sue them for something that your spouse did? And let's be clear about this. Your spouse is the one who actually broke the vow with you, not the other person. Not the other person. Your spouse is. But we got people suing and we got people winning. And like I said earlier, I'm not so much shocked about the women being upset and suing. That's just what women do. They get mad and they go ham. You understand what I'm saying? They try and cause all the pain and shit. That's like when a fucking woman get mad that you fuck another bitch. Not only do she break up with you, nigga, she bust your windows out your car, cut your fucking clothes up. You know what I'm saying? Call your job. All kind of fucking retarded shit that fucking women do. It's what women do. They're over emotional. They take it to the fucking extreme. That's what I think this whole shit is right here. That's what I think this whole conversation is about. Now I know we're going to have some bitch-made dudes do the same shit. Of course, bitch-made niggas in the world. You understand what I'm saying? But that's what this shit is all about, y'all. That's what it's all about. It's just no different. It's no different from getting mad and busting that nigga windows out of his car, getting mad and cutting that nigga clothes up. It's all the same thing. Let's not compare apples and oranges. Let's compare apples with apples. Or apples with, like, another hard fruit, like a peach. Close enough. For real. man. Let's just be realistic about this thing. All right? I want to use my dial-out feature. I'm going to call somebody today. I'm going to call... I don't know. Who I'm going to call? I'm going to call my cousin. See what he think about this. Because he like Miami. So I'm pretty sure he going to side with me. I don't want to call no female because all the females... I already know what the damn female is going to say. I want to see what cuz going to say. Hold on. Let me see if he answers the phone. Hold on. He might not answer the phone. This nigga don't never answer the phone.
Hello?
What up, cuz?
What's going on?
What up, man? I got you on the show, man. I told you I was going to hit your ass up on the damn show, man. What's up, my cousin Scooter, y'all?
What's up with you?
Shit, man. I told y'all I was going to hit you on the motherfucking line when I was talking about some shit. All these goddamn females on the phone with me, cuz. And we talking about tonight episode, episode 27, what's the price of cheating? So what I'm talking about, you know, I don't know if you heard about it, but this chick, husband was cheating on and shit. She got the money and divorced and everything, and then she went and sued the motherfucking broad for $9 million that he was cheating with, and the bitch won. I was talking about that and how goddamn Dwayne Wade while he was trying to sue Gabrielle Union for the same shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the question is, cuz, do you think it's right for a motherfucker to be able to sue the other motherfucker that goddamn the person cheated with? Listen, Dwayne Wade's wife, I already went through with these females. I done broke it down. Cuz see, this shit double jeopardy to me. She already got millions of dollars out Dwayne Wade. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade was the one that was entered into the marriage contract with her, not Gabrielle Union. See, I like I just told everybody on the show, this shit is just an over emotional reaction by women. It's like when a motherfucking woman get mad that she catch you cheating with a bitch, but goddamn it, instead of just breaking up with you, the bitch bust the windows out your car and burn your motherfucking clothes. See, that shit extra. This shit extra. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit extra. Man. Now, listen, man. Go ahead and tell me what you think, though. All the women on my show done said they agree with this shit. You feel me? But go ahead, what you think, huh?
I don't agree with that bullshit at all, man.
Right.
So first of all, if a woman with a man that ain't got shit and another woman take him, what the fuck she gonna get out of her?
Nothing.
So all they're doing is all these money hungry motherfuckers, that's all it is. If you want some money, the best thing to do is get out there and get your own motherfucking money.
Right.
Why try to take it from another motherfucker because she her pussy better than your pussy? You hear me? Why try to take some money because if you want that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If her pussy better than yours, her head better than yours, why try to take her money for it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get on top of your motherfucking game. That's all you got to do to keep the nigga there.
Right.
It's real plain and simple.
Right. Right. That's all we're saying, ladies. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're saying, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Why you mad? See, the whole point, you know what, cuz? And the trip part about it is, I told all the ladies on the show, I said, listen, man, I'm not even really surprised about so much of these motherfucking women suing, because like I said, that's what the fuck females do. But I am surprised that these motherfuckers are winning. This bitch won. I mean, what fucking jury, what judge sat there and said this bitch deserved to get $9 million because your husband fucked her?
It got to be the same jury for child support.
It got to be.
You know what I'm
saying? Got to be the motherfuckers. Got to be one of the motherfuckers on the jury. They must work
that
for the motherfuckers.
Nasty son of a bitches. That's why I can't stand on the motherfuckers tonight.
Let me kill them for you, cuz.
Yeah.
I've been killing these motherfuckers all night on the show. Damn it, man.
Yeah, man. All I can tell them, man, get your motherfucking game up, man. Get your head right. Get your pussy right. Go make your own motherfucking money. You ain't got to worry about it, baby. That's all y'all got to do.
And that's the 850.
Sure. You already know it, baby.
All right, cuz. Appreciate it, homie.
That's what's up.
All right. Keisha F. raised her hand. Yes, Keisha.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, mama.
Nothing. I wanted to ask a question, but I can't even think of what the question is now. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to come back to you in a minute.
Okay, come back to me. I'm going to tell you what my question was.
If you think of it, hit the number one again, all right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I just got off the phone with my cousin Scooter, man. You know what I'm saying? I just hit him up. You feel me? He said, man, hey, get your motherfucking pussy game up. Your man wouldn't cheat. Why you want to get mad at the next girl? Why you want to go sue her? What'd she do to you? Episode 27. What's the price of cheating? Chick just won $9 million from the other chick because her man wanted to bang her. Dwayne Wade wife is suing the other chick, Gabrielle Union, because her man wanted to bang her. This is a revenge, ladies. This is goddamn catching your man cheating. Instead of just breaking up with him, you busting the windows out of his car. You cutting his motherfucking clothes up or setting him on fire. This is emotions. Jealousy is a waste of emotions. We've been through this. P. Red's affiliated. I told you, my co-host. He's broken it down for you. He's told you already what the business is. All right. Shay, Shay. Go ahead, Shay.
What's up?
What's going down? One time for Shay taking it in. One time for the Facebook fam. But go ahead.
How do you think she's going to get $9 million for, I guess, as a parting gift because her husband cheated?
No. The lady husband cheated. She divorced her husband, got divorce money from him, and then sued the bitch he was fucking for $9 million.
That's what I'm saying. What is that supposed to be, a parting gift? It's like, well, I didn't get the man, so I guess I can get some money.
Right. She already got money from the divorce. See, this is inherently my problem, Shay. I think a lot of people don't understand.
She didn't marry that woman. That woman didn't make a vow to her. True.
Thank you, Shay.
In an act, but that woman doesn't owe her any obligations. I mean,
we have a lady. We have a hold up, Shay. We have a fucking lady with some sense on the line. We got a lady with some fucking brains. It's common sense, people. All you motherfucking females call up here on that emotional shit. Tell them again, Shay.
That woman didn't owe her anything. I mean, she didn't marry that woman. That woman didn't make a vow to be committed to her and love her and cherish her and all of that. I mean, true, the woman might have, you know, hooked up with her husband or whatever, but that woman doesn't owe her anything. For all she knows, the woman could or could not have known that she was married. I mean, for the sake of argument, I'm pretty sure she did know, but... You know, even if she didn't know, I mean, you can't hold somebody else accountable for your marriage crumbling. That man should have had a little bit more, he should have been thinking about his vows a little bit more. I mean, it takes two to, you know, do the act.
Exactly.
And she can divorce a husband if she hurt and sad and all that stuff, get some alimony, but she can't ask that woman for anything. She don't owe her anything.
Exactly.
She don't owe her anything.
Exactly. I'm with you, Shay. I am with Shay on this one. Yes. I'm with you 100%, Shay. I get it. Do you get it? You understand? Do you understand? You understand the simple part of it. You understand the basic. Right. You understand the basic part of what I'm trying to get across to people. That person don't owe your ass jack shit. Fuck that.
People just think money fixed everything now. It's not gonna take it away.
Nah, you still gonna be mad every time. Even if she get a little bit of piece of change, a million or two out of the Gabrielle, that bitch might wipe her ass. Bitch, she's still with D Wade at the Oscars, bitch. Kill yourself. She's still with that nigga at the Oscars, bitch. Kill your motherfucking self. You still gonna be sick. You just making yourself look even fucking more jealous. And looking more spiteful.
That's just saying, okay, well, I'm already hurt, but let me see how much further I can take it.
Right. Like I said, it's like busting the windows out your car, cutting your motherfucking clothes up. It's the same shit to me.
Maybe just make her feel better.
That's what I'm saying. That's just like when women do that outlandish shit, like bust your fucking windows out your car and cut your clothes up because they caught you cheating with another chick. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like spit energy. It's spit energy. You just gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. You understand? You feel mad because that shit
elsewhere.
Yeah, man. It's all it is, man. It's a wasted emotion. P. Rez told me that. He told you that.
Yes.
All right.
Where is it, a smart man?
on a side note, this lady's trying to sue the cell phone company because the cell phone company
the guy
found out about her affair through her cell phone, so now she's trying to sue the cell phone carrier. I mean, what do you think about that? Yeah.
That's retarded. How do these people even win these type of awards? I mean, really?
I don't know. But she hasn't won yet. Her case is still pending. Gabrielle Union case is still pending. They're talking about Swizz Beatz wife and sue Alicia Keys. One time for Swizz Beatz banging Alicia Keys. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, if these people was broke, they wouldn't be trying to sue.
Right. No, my cousin just said on the phone.
Exactly.
If they were broke, you wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't be trying to sue.
Right. If they were broke, you wouldn't do it.
They're just going after somebody's pockets because they're mad. That's all.
Yeah. If they was broke, you wouldn't even think about doing it. Oh, don't tell me because you know you wouldn't get nothing. If you was just so fucking mad, you would do it any fucking way. If it's all about the point, if it's all about your distress, it's about the money.
Even more stupid.
It's just greedy motherfuckers. This is about greedy people, okay? It's not about morals. It's about greedy ass people. That's what it's about, y'all. Stop making excuses for these greedy ass people. It's about greedy ass people, man. That's all it is. That's all it's ever been about. That's all this whole show is about. Greedy motherfuckers. Y'all trying to turn this into moralistic shit about what somebody should or shouldn't do. This is about greedy ass people. Now, Shay has agreed with me. I got one female on my side. One more time, Shay. Verify before I go.
Well, to me, it just makes sense. I mean, you know, like I said, that woman don't owe that other chick anything. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how I see it. That's just how I see it. You know, you might be hurt. You know, you might be emotional, but that woman did not enter into a vow with you. You can't take her to court and divorce her. You can't do it.
Right.
So she don't owe you any money. No matter how much money she has, she don't owe you any.
Right.
That man didn't help her acquire that, so how do you think her associations with your man is going to equate to you getting some money?
Right. Exactly. That's my whole point. I don't understand how they even let the lawsuit be filed, but okay, you can file a lawsuit for any fucking thing. But they won't. With the chick in Carolina won. Now Gabrielle Union's case is still pending. The cell phone chick case is still pending, but I was shocked the chick won $9 million. And then the amount was high. It was high, too. It wasn't like 300,000. It was $9 million.
That, really? That's like the woman that sued McDonald's over the hot coffee. Really, bitch?
Right.
You didn't know your coffee was going to be hot? Then you order hot coffee?
Right. I just said that earlier. Now you feeling me. See, I got somebody with
crazy.
Some sense. I got somebody with some fucking sense on the line today. Basic principles. Basic goddamn sense. It's basic. I don't understand what everybody's having a problem with what I'm saying. I should be in like, it should be like 90% agreeing with me. And today it's like basically down gender lines except for you, Shay. You're the only one that has thought this thing through from a simple.
Am I the oddball tonight?
Yes.
I logged on every
other female has went against this. Every other female said she should sue her. Everyone. You're the first one that said that don't make no sense.
Well, you know, I'm going to speak my mind. However I feel is how I feel. That's it, regardless of what everybody else is thinking.
All right. Hold on. All right, I'm going to hang up. Key raise her hand. Hold on. What up, Key?
Look, it's not a point about they should sue, but I'm like, you get what you get. You put yourself in certain situations, hell, whatever. You get what you get. And like, you saying we're making this a moral issue, but really it is a moral issue. And like everybody keeps saying, we link everything to finances. When somebody do something that's just like on your job, if they discriminate against you, which is morally wrong, you take them to court and sue them for money. You can't sue somebody for morals. Why they do that? Can you sue somebody for morals?
That's because at my job, I'm employed, and there's a certain thing that you have to go by being a federal law. It's called federal law. It's a law all over the books that say you can't discriminate against me. That's why.
It's a law against adultery. It's a law against adultery, and adultery go both ways. Whether you're the person cheating or you're the person they cheating with, it's still adultery.
The law against adultery is for the spouses. There is not plenty. There's not a lot of states that has an actual adultery law against the other person.
Maybe not a lot of them, but I bet you the ones that down south do.
Hey.
And what was that lady? In North Carolina. We in the Bible Belt. So they already know. The thing of it is, quit. What? The simple fix is just quit fucking around. For real.
And we already listen.
You
want to
get mad because you get
mad. We already know that.
Because obviously if they awarded her a judgment, they saw some type of legal reason. They can't just award her.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Key, yes, they did. This is exactly what has happened. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, babe. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand, and everybody listening. That's exactly what they did. Like you just said, you said they had to look at it and it had to be some kind of legal. No. No, it wasn't no legal. She won because she had enough damn jurors up there who done got cheated on or some shit, and then they just awarded her
the damn money.
There is no legal reason she won that case.
Right. It don't make it right. Don't make it wrong. There's plenty of people that sue and they should get paid some money and they don't. So, like the other girl said, if she can get it, get it. I ain't mad at her. Quit fucking around people's husband. Quit fucking around people's wife.
It's going to the Supreme Court, so I highly doubt this, especially this fucking Supreme Court.
Gabrielle.
No. Gabrielle, you still, they ain't even went to the regular trial. I'm talking about the woman who went to 9 million. See, hers is going to be the, hers, since hers is like one
it's
of the first of its kind,
yeah.
It's going to take precedence. So once they rule on that, it's going to be like a precedent setting case for the Supreme Court. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at them because my thing is I don't agree with nobody sleeping with somebody else's husband or wife. I don't give a damn with you. So, you know what I'm saying? I look at people in a whole other light when they do shit like that anyway, especially if you're single. Get your own damn man or woman or whatever you want to get. Leave other people mates alone, period.
Okay, that's another show. Tonight's show
is
about.
Another show, and I'm going to definitely show up for that one because I want to hear any type of rebuttal about why is it okay for you to sleep with somebody else's mate.
Oh well, I could do a show on that, but I'm not even gonna agree on that. You feel me? I could do a show about it and see how many motherfuckers call up here, but I'm not even gonna be on their side when I say you okay to cheat on your mate. I'm not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even gonna really technically be on that side, even if that comes about. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be on their side myself. You understand? But
yeah.
I damn sure ain't finna be on your goddamn side about you trying to sue the other person for some damn money. Yeah. And I sure as hell ain't gonna be on the court side for giving it to your monkey ass. Like I said, this shit just like when women get mad because they man cheated on another motherfucking woman, and instead of just breaking up with him because you cheated, you want to bust his motherfucking windows out of his car and cut his motherfucking clothes up. It's the same fucking thing. Over something that it has, the car and the clothes ain't did shit to you. But you want to make it okay. You think it's okay to do that. That's bullshit. All right?
All right.
All right. That's all I'm saying. 347-934-0966. That's the number. 347-934-0966. I got a line full of people that are just listening. Y'all hit the number one, man. I don't want to just open up your line. I call out first. Cause I said I was going to stop doing that. But I got like a line full of people and they're listening. Somebody hit the number one, man. If y'all want to holler at me, got like 18 people on the damn line. And the same people keep hitting number one that want to talk. All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Keisha, you remember what you wanted to say now, Keisha?
Yes. My question
was,
what if it happened to you? And
what
then
if it
I want to also, yes. Yeah. Hold on, baby. But yeah, what if it happened to you? I mean, you may not be the one, you know, with the high profile case, you're going to sue for millions and millions of dollars. But don't tell me you're not going to go and look that dude up and down and be like, I ought to kill your ass.
Maybe, but I'm not going to sue.
And that's what that woman is thinking. She's looking this chick up and down, and she's thinking, I ought to do something real ugly to you. So you know what I'm going to do? Rather than walk you up and down the street, I'm going to hit you in your pocket. That's what she's saying.
Okay, that's what
I mean, she may not owe her anything financially, true, but rather than getting in trouble and taking somebody to jail or something, I'm going to hit you in the court system. And like you said just then, they're setting precedent. So in the future, somebody's going to think twice about doing something stupid like this because at the end of the day, it's going to affect them financially. That's what's happening now. People are going to understand that. Now, if I cheat on somebody, or if I'm cheating with somebody's man or woman or whatever, it's going to come out of my pockets, most likely, if we get caught. So, I might want to step away from you and find myself somebody of my own.
And that's That's total bullshit. That is total bullshit. You feel me?
No, no, it's not. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe
that
it
is.
Because if somebody tells you something hot and you go up and touch it and burn your hand, what you gonna think? You gonna tell the next person that's hot? Don't go touch it. Right?
If I tell you that fucking shit is hot, and you go goddamn touch it, and you turn around and try to fucking sue me because you goddamn touched it, even though I told you it was hot, that's equally stupid. That's equally stupid.
Well, no, I'm not saying suing anybody. I'm just saying you're gonna look at, they're gonna look at you and see that you got burnt, and they're not gonna go up and touch you and see that they got sued, and they're not gonna want to do something like that. I'm gonna read the book in a minute, honey.
Okay. Tisha, we're not going to agree on this, but I got one lady.
That's fine,
to agree.
I know.
I got one lady to agree with me. That's all I can ask for one night. That's all I can ask. All right. I only got one female caller to agree with me tonight out of all these goddamn people on my line that aren't even really talking that much. Oh, my cousin just texted me and said, call him back, y'all. Hold on, I'm going to call my cousin Scooter back. Hold on a second. Let me get his number. He must have thought of some other shit to say on top of that. Hold on. Woo! Man, this dialogue feature is kind of difficult when you're doing it. Yo. Oh! I hit the wrong button. I think I almost cut my damn own self off. Hold on a second. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. My bad, K100. This dialogue feature is still kind of fucking new to me. Still kind of difficult navigating myself around it. Oh, okay. Here it is. All right. I'm going to call my cousin Scooter back. He just texted me and said call him back. So I'm going to call him back. Hold on. Dialing out now. What happened, cuz? We on the air.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? We on the air. What's up?
Y'all still on the same subject y'all was on earlier?
Yeah. We still talking about the same thing. We been talking about that all night. That's the whole show.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. When I was on the phone earlier, man, I told the women, man, they got to get their head and their pussy game up.
Right.
They gonna have to do that, you feel me? Because one thing about a man, he might fall out of love with you, but if he love what you do to him, he'll stick around a little longer, you feel me?
Right.
But
also,
in the D-Wade case, his bitch just jealous, man. When you look at the overall picture, she ain't in need of shit because she got all the money she needed from the nigga.
Right.
So if he had got with a ugly bitch, it would have been like, oh, I hate this nigga for all this money, and he got an ugly bitch.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So the jealousy kick in. When she look at this shit here, it's like, oh, I got all this money, but this nigga got a better bitch than me that got more money than me still.
Right.
You feel me?
Got her own motherfucking money. Right. Got her own money.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Ain't got to get shit from nobody else. Got her own shit. And she done got all these millions from him, and that still don't top this bitch money. You feel me?
Exactly. And then on top of that, you know, they was together from like high school or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So she like, all that bullshit like that. She mad.
It's one thing about it. Believe it or not, without the money, it's superstars in high school.
Right.
Why you think all the women want to be with the quarterback?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It still makes them feel like a superstar anyway.
Yeah. You right about
you
that.
Feel me? Without the money.
Right.
So it ain't like he just was in love with him in high school. Hell, he was a spot in.
Yeah.
He said they had the money, so he made her look good regardless with no money.
Yeah.
You feel me? She could walk around school with her head up high because she's with the man and they had nail tennis. So it ain't like that they come with that high school shit because they was in love in high school. Get the fuck out of here. That man was a spot in. That's why you fell in love with him.
Because he was a spot. He wasn't regular Joe Blow.
Already, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? They talking about this nigga around school anyway. Oh, they go D-Wade right there. So she already know. If it was a bitch woman and was the same looking nigga, she wouldn't have been in love with him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel you. But yeah, I don't know, man. We just had one female now. Before, in between, when I got off the phone with you, I had one female call and kept that shit 100. She was like, shit, she don't, that bitch don't owe her nothing. Period. So I had one female out of all the females I talked to tonight that seen it that way. All the other females like, nah, she need to. He should have goddamn divorced her first, and then, you know, they on this other shit, man. I don't know, man. But I did have one female agree with us, dog. I had one. She kept it 100.
That's what she did, kept it 100.
Right.
Listen, man, I'm telling you. Right now, if a motherfucker leave a bitch for an ugly hoe, it won't be nothing said. But
right.
When a nigga upgrade, you feel me?
Yeah.
When a nigga upgrade, that's what kill him.
Yeah, yeah. And I brought up earlier, I said it's just like when a motherfucker, if a woman let herself go, she just all of a sudden just goddamn stopped working out, stopped keeping herself up. She get fat and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then her motherfucking husband ain't attracted to her ass no more. So he fucked somebody else that he attracted to. And now this bitch want to motherfucking sue him and divorce him and get all his motherfucking money because he a cheater. You feel what I'm saying? Well, bitch, all you had to do was get your motherfucking fat ass in the gym and goddamn keep yourself up. And it might not have went down. Oh, this nigga wrong, though. You feel what I'm saying? That's the same type of bullshit I be talking about. You know what I'm saying? Kill your motherfucking self. Fuck that.
You're right.
And I ain't even, like I said, dog, I ain't even tripping about the fact that the woman suing, because that's what women do, but I'm really tripping off the fact she won. And the woman in North Carolina won $9 million.
Yeah.
$9 million. God damn, $9 million? Hey. Did I say $9 million? $9 million, nigga.
Yeah.
Damn. Come on, man. Where the fuck was that antenna?
That's what I got to do, man. I'm going to go find me one of these white bitches out here on Panama City Beach. They got some money like that. You feel me? And then do some shit and see if I can sue this bitch out here for some money. If that's all I got to do, you feel me?
If it's all I got,
if
I don't know.
If I want to sit on my ass and just find me a bitch with some money and just try to get it and they going to give it to me?
hey, that don't make you a gold nigga. That don't make you a gold digger. You just ain't fucking with no broke motherfucker. That's what they tell us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That don't make you a gold digger, because you just ain't finna fuck with nobody that's broke. That's what they say. That's what the lady said. You don't mean you a gold digger. You just ain't finna make somebody that's broke. That's all. That's all it means.
Shut up. You know what I'm talking about?
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you talking about. Fucking crazy.
Shut up.
Gold digging ass.
Man.
All right, cuz.
I'm going to fuck with y'all, man. Y'all be easy. All
right, man.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. Coming up to the end of the show. I want to appreciate everybody who's tuned in, even everybody that's on my line. And that even not hitting number one, they don't want to react. I promised myself I wouldn't open up nobody's line anymore without, you know what I'm saying? You know, without them hitting the number one, saying they want to holler at me, and I didn't. Even though I had a whole bunch of damn callers this show. That did not hit me back. They did not hit number one. I still got a lot of them on the line. How y'all doing? I appreciate you still tuning in to me anyway. And y'all my online listeners. I can't even see y'all. One time for y'all. I can't see y'all listening. And it's actually more y'all than the phone call people. So I've noticed on my stat sheet, is I got more online people listening to me through the internet. Online, you know what I'm saying? And I can't actively see you, you know, that you're listening. You have to actually call or dial out on your Skype or whatever. And that's what I can see. But one time for y'all, man, I really appreciate all the support y'all been giving me for the show. All the way up to 27 episodes already. Time flew by. Time really did fly by. Hold on. Before I go, Shay, I think Shay want to say something. Shay, you want to say something else?
Yeah, I was just going to shout out to Scooter. You know what we think alike, because we went to the same school. So, Scooter, know what's up with that financial selectivity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think you hung up. You're off the line. You're off the line.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. I got to cut the show a little bit short today. You dig? I'm doing 1:45 a day. I gotta be somewhere at 10. Time to cook the donuts. Fucking A, man. Appreciate you tuning into the show, episode 27. What's the price of cheating? I think it's a little bit too expensive these damn days. I swear to God. It's a little too expensive. It's costing a little too much to get some pussy nowadays. It really is. Monday through Thursday, man. I'll be back Monday, 8 p.m. Tell a friend, man. If you're on Facebook. Oh, we on MySpace. www.myspace.com/K100radio. If you're on MySpace, hit me up on the friends list, all right? I'm out, man. K100.